analysts see opportunity in Bitcoin's recent downturn, the cryptocurrency market has experienced a significant sell-off, prompting some investors to reassess their positions.
However, global investment firm Bernstein has taken an unusually optimistic stance, framing the current Bitcoin price decline as the weakest bear case in history.
Despite the recent downturn, the firm maintains a $150,000 price target for Bitcoin by 2026, emphasizing that the fundamentals of the asset remain robust.
This analysis highlights the evolving dynamics of the cryptocurrency market, the role of institutional adoption, and the structural factors driving long-term value.
Understanding the weakest bear case, Bernstein's analysis of the current Bitcoin downturn centers on the distinction between short-term price volatility and long-term fundamentals.
While the price drop is real, the firm argues that the underlying drivers of the decline are not as severe as in previous bear markets.
Two primary factors are identified as contributing to the recent weakness: tight liquidity conditions in the broader financial markets and ongoing macroeconomic pressures.
These factors have created a challenging environment for risk assets, including cryptocurrencies, which are often more volatile than traditional investments.
However, Bernstein's key insight is that the current situation is not a sign of fundamental weakness, but rather a temporary correction.
The firm highlights the resilience of Bitcoin's new institutional infrastructure, particularly the emergence of spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, ETFs.
Unlike past bear markets, where retail panic and a lack of regulated investment vehicles drove sharp declines, today's market has a stabilizing buffer.
The analysts note that ETFs have experienced only relatively modest outflows, indicating that institutional investors remain committed to Bitcoin despite the price drop.
This contrasts sharply with earlier downturns, where the absence of institutional participation often exacerbated market panic.
The firm's characterization of the current downturn as the weakest bear case underscores a critical shift in the cryptocurrency market.
While volatility is still a factor, the presence of institutional infrastructure and the maturation of regulatory frameworks have created a more stable environment.
This is a pivotal distinction. The market is no longer defined by speculative retail behavior, but by the gradual integration of Bitcoin into mainstream finance.
Why the $150,000 target for 2026 still stands Bernstein's $150,000 price target for Bitcoin by 2026 is rooted in a long-term thesis that prioritizes adoption, structural change, and macroeconomic trends over short-term price fluctuations.
The firm's analysis is built on three pillars. One, institutional adoption. The successful launch and continued operation of spot Bitcoin ETFs have created a massive, compliant channel for capital inflow.
These ETFs provide retail and institutional investors with a regulated way to participate in the Bitcoin market, reducing the reliance on speculative trading and fostering long-term investment.
The presence of these ETFs signals growing institutional confidence in Bitcoin as a viable asset class, which is a key driver of its long-term value.
2. Cyclical halving dynamics. The recent Bitcoin halving event, which reduced the rate of new supply, is viewed as a critical catalyst for new market cycles.
Historically, halving events have preceded periods of price appreciation, as the reduced supply-to-demand imbalance creates upward pressure on prices.
Bernstein argues that the current halving is part of a broader cycle that will eventually lead to renewed investor interest and higher valuations.
3. Macro hedge potential. Over the long term, Bitcoin is increasingly viewed by institutions as a digital store of value and a hedge against currency debasement.
As fiat currencies face inflationary pressures, Bitcoin's limited supply and decentralized nature make it an attractive alternative to traditional assets.
This macroeconomic narrative is gaining traction, with more institutional investors incorporating Bitcoin into their portfolios as a hedge against systemic risks.
Bernstein's analysts believe that the current dip is a temporary phenomenon within a much larger positive trend.
They interpret the muted ETF outflows as a sign that smart money, which includes institutional investors and experienced traders, is not abandoning Bitcoin, but may even see the lower prices as an accumulation opportunity.
This perspective is critical. While short-term volatility is inevitable, the long-term trajectory of Bitcoin is being shaped by forces far beyond market noise.
The bottom line: the weakest bear case isn't just a phrase. It's a sign that Bitcoin is finally maturing into the asset class it's always been destined to become.